John Bevan is not a celebrity criminal, but he is something of a celebrity. He's chairman of the Historical Diving Society. They're having a bit of a do on at the moment, and they're celebrating because they want you to go along and see a couple of bits of kit they've got at the Diving Museum in Gosport. He joins us to tell you more. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
So these new bits, what have you got?
Oh, well, we've got probably the best selection of diving equipment going back as far as the Second World War in the world, I think.
Really? And whereabouts is the Diving Museum?
It's in Alverstoke in Gosport, which is more precisely Stokes Bay Road, and inside an old battery, a Napoleonic battery called Number 2 Battery. There were five of them that defended Stokes Bay from Napoleon a little while ago. And the Gosport Borough Council have very kindly let us use the battery for our museum.
Excellent. And you're getting two new bits of kit down there soon.
Yeah, we're getting two very big bits of kit. One is 14 tonnes and the other one is 7 tonnes. These are experimental diving chambers. They're two different chambers. One is very old from the Second World War, and it was used to train the charioteers or the human torpedo pilots during the Second World War. And did lots of other good work. And the second chamber is actually one that was used for doing very deep record dives. These are world record dives down to about 2,000 feet.
Oh, right, I see. That's cracking stuff then. They're not easy bits of equipment to grab hold of then, John.
No, well, they're certainly difficult to move around. They've spent a few years sitting around in Ministry of Defence establishments. They became obsolete, and rather than cut them up for scrap, we've decided to put them on display and boast about their records.
It'd be rather nice, that. So I need to get to Alverstoke then. That's where the Alverstocracy live, of course.
Yes.
You know, very, very famous people down there. I know one or two of them myself. So, John, how do I find you?
Well, you can find us through the web. We've got a website, which is www.divingmuseum.co.uk. And for more information about the Historical Diving Society, we've got a website called www.thehds.com.
That sounds rather good. And then we can get there. So these two bits of equipment, when they're coming, when do you hope to have them installed so we can go look around them?
Well, they're arriving at about 8 o'clock Wednesday morning, this coming week, and they're being transported from Horsey Island, which is where they've been kept safe and sound by the Navy for a little while. And so we've had to organise a very large crane and a very large lorry. So from about 8 o'clock onwards, we'll be lifting these off the lorry and into their locations at the Diving Museum, Stokes Bay Road, Gosport.
Great stuff. It sounds like an exciting moment. John, I'm sure we'll get more information from you in weeks and months to come, because it sounds like an exciting place to go see. John, thank you very much indeed for joining us. John Bevan, chairman of the Historical Diving Society,